Praise the Lord. Glad you're here tonight in service with us. Amen. Go to the Lord in prayer tonight and received a call just before church from Sister Robin Rankins, and Erica had a little difficulty here just before church called a, I don't know, one of the codes on her there. But everything seems to be smoothed out and leveled out now. But we really need to continue to pray for her. There's just so many things that one thing triggers another. And so we just really need to be praying that the Lord would give her just complete recovery. And the sooner the better. Sooner the better. Before any infection can set in. Before there can be any more complications. Before there's any more stress placed upon the heart or anything else. Let's pray that God just gives her a full recovery very quickly, all right? And Sister Gardner, they've taken her into this is Grandma Gardner, took her into Anderson Hospital this afternoon, and they're really just saying it's just a matter of time for her, so the family's all in for her. Is that what you've understood, Sister Gardner? And so we need to really remember her in prayer and the family. You know, she's lived such a long life, and God's really blessed her. God's really blessed her. And, she's ready to go meet the Lord. So let's just pray that God would just really just give her peace in her heart, keep her free from pain and, you know, no suffering, and that God would just help the family as well as they... I know the Lord's able. God's able to turn around. She could live to be 105. She could. But we know what God's able to do, but we just want God's will. So be praying for Sister Gardner, all right? Amen. Yes, Brother Gardner.
My wife, and also I have a praise report asking to pray for Rachel.
Right.
This morning, she's had a shunt from the drain fluid from her brain since she was a baby, and that had gotten kinked and stopped, and they confirmed that down in the country, and a lot of people prayed. In the meantime,
praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Remember Sister Ray in prayer. Amen. Somebody else tonight? Amen. Okay. Mike Prosser. Yes. She needs the Lord to help her. Sister Dawn? All right. Just remember both those needs. Anyone else tonight? Brother Johnson.
My brother's still not doing very well. I found out my sister had cancer again. I don't necessarily, I'm more concerned at the Lord's healing business, but I've seen the situation they're in. My prayers are slow.
Right. Amen. All right. Amen. Yes, Sister Lisa. Okay, let's remember those needs tonight. Amen. Remember these two new babies? Man, that God just helped them to continue to get stronger and the mothers to quickly recover. Man, so let's be praying for both those families. Pray for these dads. It's not getting an ounce of sleep, I'm sure. They're up caring for that baby all hours of the night. I'm sure that's the case. So be praying for them. Amen. The Lord. Isn't that right, Brother Don, Brother Eric? Yeah. So be praying for them. Anyone else tonight? Yes.
Let's remember, I've got quite a few registration forms for the bus kids for camp.
Okay.
And some of them are unsure of what they're going to get into there. But let's just pray that God will really do a work.
Right. Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Forward to camp, and this is a great opportunity. Oh, my God.
Sure. Right. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. Let's pray and ask the Lord to move on our service tonight. Can we do that? Dear Lord Jesus, we love you, God. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for your help. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings to us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the times you've moved on us, the times that you've helped us in our time of need. Lord, I ask you tonight, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that you'd touch Sister Gardner, Lord. Touch her body tonight, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord God, that you'd move for the family. God, help them, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would touch, that you would move, that you would give them all peace in their heart, Lord. And God, that you would be with Sister Gardner tonight, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Touch Erica, Lord God. Touch her body tonight. Lord, we're asking for a quick recovery. Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you would move for her, Lord Jesus. God, keep her from infection. God, keep her from complications. Lord, I ask you, God, that you would touch her now in Jesus' name. God, I ask you, Lord, touch Sister Ray. Give her healing in her body, Lord Jesus. God, you know, Lord God, the need that she has tonight. And we ask you, Lord God, to touch her, Jesus. God, remember Brother Mike Prosser's aunt, Lord, would you touch her and move for her, oh God. Remember Mary Breeden, Lord Jesus. God, move in her situation. God, she needs you to touch her. She needs the deliverance of God, Lord. God, move on Sister Dawn, Lord God, and help her. God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would move, Lord Jesus, for this child on our buses. God, I pray that you'd give him healing and that you'd give him a touch. We ask it in your name, Lord God. Touch Brother Johnson tonight, Lord. Touch Jerome Johnson tonight, oh God. Lord, I pray, God, you'd touch Judy Miller, Lord Jesus. God, that you'd give them healing and give them a touch in their body tonight, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, I know, Lord God, that you're able. Lord, would you touch our new babies, Lord? Touch Tyler, Lord, and Kensington. Lord, give them strength and give them help, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and let's worship the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I praise you, Lord. Lord, I praise you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Lord, I love you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, for your power to heal. Thank you, Lord, for your intervention. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, there's nothing, no, nothing. There is nothing my God can do with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want us to obey the Lord here tonight, so I'm just feel like we ought to do something here. You know what? We're needing a turning point with Sister Erica. We need a turning point. Seems like it's been one thing after another, and complication and problem and setback and all this, the different things that's transpired. And even though, you know, sometimes things seem to be stable for a period of time, she cannot continue to lay in this state for a long time. She needs God to give her a turning point. And by that I mean we need a time that God just intervenes, and from that time forward it's improvement. Every day, getting better and better and better until she's finally released from that hospital. And she's got a lot of therapy ahead of her concerning her leg, but right now we're concerned for her very life. And so we need God to intervene for her and to give her a turning point. A turning point. Hallelujah. I believe God can do that, don't you? I believe that if God would do it for Hezekiah, if God would do it for all the others that He's moved on in the past, if God will do it for you, He's done it for you before, I believe He'll do it for Erica tonight as well. Amen. I want Sister Ruth to come in and stand in for Sister Erica. Amen. I want some of you sisters to come and let's gather around Sister Ruth, and we're going to have you pray for her. Amen. Some of you men, if you would, just gather in around and let's just obey the Lord here tonight. All right? And let's just believe God for a turning point for Sister Erica. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Oh, nothing. No, nothing.
God can do with miracles and wonders. Oh, there's nothing, no, nothing my God can do. Oh, let's sing it tonight.
You need to believe in your heart that God will do the miracle. Man, the lady with an issue of blood, she put forth the effort, put forth all the energy, put forth all the strength, and to press through the crowd, not because she hoped he would, or not because she thought there was a chance that he might, but she did it because she believed in her heart that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. Man, if we could believe with all of our heart that if we could touch God, amen, that God would move. That God would move. I believe we can put forth more effort, amen, to get a hold of God and to touch God, amen, if we really believe that God is going to move for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God, hallelujah. Give Him praise tonight. Lord, I love You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You can be seated if you'd like. Sister Carrie, why don't you come and help us tonight? Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Page 256 in the Green Book. just turn to page 315. There's power in the blood.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Have your way tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you'd like tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. I feel the Lord here tonight. I feel like the Lord's going to help us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock will be clean up in the kitchen. And if you can, come out and help. Starting at 9 o'clock, and bring a sack lunch with you, and stick around and help us out at the camp. And any men that might be available, we could sure use you out at the camp tomorrow at your convenience or at your inconvenience. Yeah, it really don't matter. We can still use you. And so come out and help us out, all right? Amen. I appreciate all those that have helped so much. And you've been a real blessing. And camp's just around the corner, just a few weeks from tomorrow. We'll be in youth camp. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that it comes that quick. But I've been praying that the Lord would just send a mighty wave of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the song of Sister Ruth's was on my heart, New Wave of Glory. And this would be the 50th youth camp out of the camp, well, the 50th youth camp at the campground. And 50th Jubilee and Pentecost. And what we need is a new wave of glory, right? It's one thing to be, I appreciate everything that's for the last 50 years. I appreciate, I was a teenager through part of those years, and the Lord really moved and all that. But what we need is a new wave of glory, amen, for this generation and for today. Amen. We need a fresh, new outpouring of the Holy Ghost for our young people. Amen. So I've been praying the Lord just send down a fresh, new wave of the Holy Ghost in our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So that's just around the corner. Tuesday night will be men's fellowship here at the church. And there's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer for you to sign up. If you're going to bring something, let us know what you bring so we don't end up with 10 salads. Wouldn't that be disaster at a men's fellowship? Brother Ray would be the only one. He'd be just feeding himself on all that salad out there as all of us watched. But but if you haven't been by there, you don't know what's so special about Tuesday night. But if you've been by and you've signed up, and I think I only saw one name on the list, so not many of you have been by, but it'd be barbecued pork steak on Tuesday night. Barbecued pork steak. Brother Don Miller's barbecuing pork steak. I'm going to have them for us on Tuesday evening. Man, I'll tell you what, that's worth being there for, right? So 6 o'clock, let's come and be in men's fellowship and get you something good to eat, all right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Is that all the announcements for tonight? I think so. Let's have you received the offering. Let's have the brothers come. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to see Brother and Sister Frost doing so well?
Amen.
What a blessing tonight to see her come through the door just doing so good. And I really believe the Lord's helping her and blessing her. Amen. Sister Wilma Jones said it as we were standing there in the foyer. Amen. If you don't know if God answers prayer, just look over and see Sister Frost. God surely does answer prayer. God surely does answer prayer. Amen. Brother Frost, why don't you ask a blessing on this offering tonight, if you would. Kids, come and sing for us this evening. Hallelujah. guys can sing tonight if you could, okay?
God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. My God will move when I call His name. Sometimes I get to thinking about the battles in this life. It doesn't matter where I stand, they come from every side. And just when I think I caught my breath, here comes another round. And when the dust has settled off, my back is on the ground. Move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. My God will move when I call His name. Oh, sometimes I get to thinking about the battles in this life. It doesn't matter where I stand, they come from every side. And just when I think I caught my breath, here comes another round. Oh, and when the dust has settled, oh, my back is on the ground. God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. My God will move when I call His name.
You can't seem to figure out just what is going on. Your days have been so dark, and your nights have been so long. You look from every angle, but you don't have a clue. Just trust Him for the answer, 'cause His promises are true.
God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. My God will move when I call His name. Amen. 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 Amen.
To figure out just what is going on. Your days have been so dark, and your nights have been so long. You look from every angle, but you don't have a clue. Just trust Him for the answer, 'cause His promises are true.
Move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the fire. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I lost my way. God will move. My God will move when I call His name.
You can't seem to figure out just what is going on. Your days have been so dark, and your nights have been so long. You look from every angle, but you don't have a clue. Just trust Him for the answer, 'cause His promises are true. God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by mighty power.
God will move.
What is going on? Your days have been so dark, and your nights have been so long. You look from every angle, but you don't have a clue. Just trust Him for the answer, 'cause His promises are true.
God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. God will move when I'm walking through the
Psalms tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Why don't you all give the Lord a praise tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, I worship you, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God. Thank God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shatarararararididia sitalololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololol Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's just wait on the Lord for a moment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We need your help tonight, Lord. God, we long for the moving of your Spirit tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm glad we have a God that can move on us, move on our situation. And it matters not what circumstances, what our environment might be, where we're at, what we're up against. Man, our God is able to move. Hallelujah. Our God is able to move. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we may be in a quandary. We may be undecided, but the Lord can still move, right? Amen. We may not know which ends up, but God can move. Hallelujah. And bring deliverance. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to just be brief tonight. I just got a little something on my heart here. Amen. It may just seem to be a little bit scattered, but I hope we can bring something together tonight that will be a help to us. In the Psalms chapter 105. Psalms 105. I want to read to you just one verse. One verse, just a short verse. And then we're going to flip over to the book of Numbers, chapter 9. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 105 and verse 39. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. Of course, we know what he's talking about. He's talking about the children of Israel and them coming out of Egypt, led by a pillar of cloud. Numbers chapter 9 and verse 15. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, an appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always, the cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. When the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not.
And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, and then they journeyed, whether it was day or by night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not, but when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in their tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Now, you know, there's a lot of commandments in there, and the words, and the journeys and all that, a lot of those words over and over again, but it's simply this. They followed the cloud. They just followed the cloud. They did what the cloud told them to do. If the cloud said it's time to get up and move, they moved. If the cloud said, hey, we're going to stop here and we're going to rest a little while, we're going to rest for a couple of days, and the cloud rested, then they rested. And it didn't matter how long the cloud lasted. If it lasted for a day, if it lasted for a week, a month, or even a year, they tarried there waiting for the moving of the cloud. Amen. They waited for the moving of the cloud. This cloud, amen. Then we read in Psalms that this cloud, in verse 39, he spread a cloud for a covering and the fire to give light in the night. This cloud and this pillar of fire were like a symbol of the presence of God with the children of Israel. It was as if the cloud was telling them that God's presence is with you. We understand the Shekinah glory of God, and we understand God's presence dwelling in a cloud. But I think it's amazing how that God would let His people of Israel know, amen, that His presence was with them by the cloud and by the fire. And it did not matter if it was night or if it was day. If the cloud began to move or the fire began to move, amen, they packed up, they tore down their tents, and they started on their journey, and they followed the cloud. Amen. This, and when I was reading about the cloud and reading this verse, especially in the book of Psalms chapter 39, and then I was also doing some looking in the book of 1 Corinthians, I believe chapter 10, where Paul was talking about being baptized in the cloud. Amen. But when I was looking at those things, you know, this cloud was not just a stationary cloud, but when you look at it, it seems like this cloud served many purposes to the children of Israel. This cloud and this pillar of fire served many purposes, and it was a manifold purpose that it served for the children of Israel. Yes, its primary purpose was to let them know that God's presence was with them. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We find that the Bible tells us Moses went up in the cloud. In the cloud. Yeah. And into the presence, referring to going into the presence of God. We find that in the book of 1 Kings, that when Solomon's temple was dedicated, that the temple was filled with a cloud, and the priests in the cloud could not stand to minister. Amen. In the temple there with Solomon while they is in the cloud. Amen. I thank God that there's even today we have opportunity, amen, to get in the cloud. I know some of you walk around with your head in the clouds, but I'm talking about, amen, we have opportunity to get in the cloud. Right. Children of Israel, they were kind of terrified of the cloud, just a little bit afraid of it. But it symbolized the presence of God among them. Amen. I thank God that we have the ability and the opportunity tonight to get into the cloud and into the presence of an Almighty God and come into His presence. Amen. We can experience the glory of God, and we can experience the Shekinah glory of God. Even in a church service, we can get in the cloud. Now, I know it may not get cloudy, it may not get foggy in here or anything like that, but I know what it is to be in the presence of God and to be in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes I think it's good for us to get in the cloud. Hallelujah. This cloud represented, and the pillar of fire represented, that the God's presence was among them. God's presence was there. Now, I know for 40 years they journeyed following this cloud. I know for all those years they journeyed and they followed the cloud, and it was symbolic. It was always there. Rainy day, cloud. Sunny day, a cloud. Right. It didn't matter if it was cold outside, there was a cloud.
It didn't matter if the rest of the sky was crystal clear. There was a cloud. Hallelujah. Amen. God's presence always there. Always there. They never had to doubt. They never had to question that God's presence was there. All they had to do was look to the cloud. And they could look to the cloud and they could see that God's presence was among them. My, I'll tell you, wouldn't that be awesome to be able to see, amen, the manifestation of God's presence every day? Every morning when you wake up, you can go to the door of your tent. Look towards the temple. See a cloud hovering over the temple. And know that God is still with us. God is still with us. Amen. When I think about this cloud, letting them know the presence of God is with them. But for some reason, you know, it seems to me the children of Israel, they got used to having the cloud. They got to the point where they took the cloud for granted. Even though the cloud was there, they still questioned, has God left us in the wilderness to die? They questioned when there was no water. What has He done? Brought us out here to make us die of thirst? They questioned God when there was no food. Why has God brought us out here and to die of hunger? Man, we could have had it better. Oh, they questioned the presence of God, even though it was so real and so obvious to them. Yet they questioned the presence of God. But haven't we often questioned the presence of God as well? We know the presence of God and we know God's glory and we felt God's power sweep through. But you know what? Sometimes we don't have to feel an earth-shaking move of the power of God. Amen. But we can know that God's presence is here. Amen. It don't have to shake the foundations of the building. It don't have to lift the roof off of the rafters. Amen. For us to know that God is here. Amen. But we can sense His ever-presence. Amen. We can know that He is here tonight. Amen. And know that God is among us. Amen. Sometimes we stand back and question, God, where are You? God, where are You? But God is always present. He is always there. He is always with us. He said He'd never leave us and never forsake us. And I believe that God's presence is always with us. Children of Israel seem to question God's presence and whether He was there in times of trouble. Times of hunger, times of thirst, times of war. And in times of need, they begin to question whether God was there. Seems like we do the same thing, don't we? Question the presence of God. Wondering, Lord, God, here I am in my trouble. Where are You? Lord, here I am in my problem. Lord, where are You? Here I am, Lord God, in my sickness. Lord, where are You? God, here I am with all this weighing down upon me. Where are You? We question the presence of God when we get into our times of trouble. But let me tell you, God does not leave us when we're in the trouble times. Amen. But God is an ever-present. Amen. He is always there. And every day when you wake up in the morning, amen, you can look for the presence of God. And I assure you, no matter what your circumstance, God's presence will be there. God's presence will be there. It don't matter if it's in the darkness of the night. How many of you ever get up in the night? I do. And there's times I get up in the night and I go and I... Man, the one night, I mean, it was way up in the night and I woke up. Man, I was wandering about the house, looking around the house, even went out on the back deck and was looking around. I mean, I felt troubled in my heart. Amen. Sometimes you wake up, let me tell you what, God is still there, even in the darkness of the night. Amen. When you feel troubled in your heart, and when you feel like when you're burdened, and when you feel worried, amen, God is still there. Amen. The children of Israel, they could wake up in the night, go to the door of their tent, maybe troubled in their heart, maybe fearful of what tomorrow may hold. Amen. And look down the road towards the temple, and there see a pillar of fire above the tabernacle, and know that God was still with them. Amen. Maybe we don't have a pillar of cloud or a pillar of fire. Amen. But we have the ever abiding presence of God, and we can know and then for certainty that God is still with us even in the troubled times. Amen. The cloud represented the presence of God. Amen. That was His primary purpose. Let you know God is there. God is there. Man, I want to tell you tonight, God is there. Amen. God's presence is here. Amen. You're even in your dark time, God's there. If you're troubled tonight, God's there. Hallelujah. You say, Lord, where are you? Lord, where are you? Amen. The children of Israel questioned, but God's presence was always there. Amen. We've got so used to Him being there. Amen. And sometimes we've got to feel, amen, some earth-shaking move. But trust me, God is there in your heart right now. God's right there in your spirit. Amen. I don't know what your trouble may be, but God's there for you. Hallelujah. He's a covering. He's a fire by night. It's His presence. This cloud had another purpose. Amen. It was for guidance and direction. Guidance and direction. They didn't have, Moses did not have tom-tom. You know what tom-tom is? God did not have GPS. He couldn't flip open his laptop and Google Earth. Okay? He didn't have the ability to do all the technological things that we can do today. He could not call and get, you know, a satellite photo of the terrain, or he couldn't pull in and say, hey, could you get me in touch with Rand McNally and have him give me a map here of this wilderness that I'm in? Yeah. Rand McNally couldn't help him out. Right. He couldn't get on MapQuest. Right. I wonder how many days, how many hours it's going to take me to walk all the way from here to the promised land. I don't think he didn't have that. The only thing he could rely on was the cloud. He had to rely upon the cloud. Hallelujah. And that cloud was a guide and a direction to him. Amen. There was no need to move until the cloud moved. There wasn't no need. They had to trust the cloud. Oh, listen, you had to trust the cloud. If the cloud stayed, they stayed. If the cloud moved, they moved. You sure this cloud knows where he's going? I've seen that rock before. I'm sure that Moses' wife was just like ours. You're going to get us lost. You don't know where you're at. You don't know what you're doing. Man, you don't. Do you know where you're at? You've went around this block 4 times. You've surpassed this mountain over and over and over again. Amen. But Moses said, it's not me. I'm following a cloud. All I got to do is trust the cloud. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to get there. I don't know where God's taking me. All I got to do is trust the cloud. Hallelujah. It's a little hard to do sometimes. He's going west. What's he going west for? Why are we heading that direction? We just came from that direction. What? Why are we going that way? Look, it's only mountains out there. There's only mountains out there. Why do we need questioning the guidance of the cloud? Amen. Oh, trust God. Amen. Sometimes we question the God and we say, Lord, God, what are you doing? Lord, where are you taking me? What road are you leading me down? Trust God. Hallelujah. Amen. The cloud will not lead you wrong. Amen. God knows just where you're at. God knows the purpose ahead of you. God knows where He wants you to be tomorrow. Amen. And God's got a purpose and a plan for your life. Trust God with it. Man, this is an awful steep climb. Surely the Lord could have found a flatter place for us to walk. Man, surely He could let us walk downhill some. Seems like all we're doing is climbing and climbing and climbing. Surely He could let us walk somewhere besides the desert. Surely there's something else. Even they had to trust the cloud. I know sometimes our way may seem to be difficult. And our way may lead, amen, through valleys and over mountains and across steep places and across rocky and barren ground and through desert areas. Amen. But trust the cloud and trust God to lead you. Amen. God's going to put you right where He wants you. Amen. God's got a plan for your life. Hallelujah. Trust the cloud. Trust the cloud. Amen. He's going to give you guidance. Woo. Hallelujah. The cloud led them. The cloud led them. The cloud knew when it was supposed to stop. Amen. The cloud knew when it was supposed to stop. The cloud knew when it was supposed to go forward. It's God. Hallelujah. You know what? I wonder, it says here, the cloud sometimes made them stay for a few days. If it was a week. If it was a month. If it was even a year. They would tarry where the cloud told them to tarry. I wonder why. Could it be that God knows what lies ahead of us? Could it be that God said the journey for you is going to get a little tougher here? I want you to take some time and rest. And recover your strength. Because I know what the journey is ahead. Did you ever think about that? Could it be that God said, you know what? Amen, we're going to tarry here for a short time. Because here you've got plenty of water. Here where you're at, you've got plenty of food. And everything's nice. But the going's going to get a little more difficult. And right now I want you to rest. I want you to recover. I want you to recuperate. I want you to gain your strength. Because I know what your journey is in the future. Amen. Trust God. Amen. Sometimes it seems like, amen, life puts us in a standstill. Amen. Just trust God and realize that God knows what is ahead of you. Amen. Take those opportunities to recover your strength. Amen. To gain strength in God, knowing that the journey ahead of you might be much more difficult. It was guidance. It was guidance. Amen. But it also seems to have been a shelter to them. A shelter. The Bible says here in verse 39, He spread a cloud for a covering. He spread a cloud for a covering. And when I was studying that, it seems like that they believed that at times the cloud would be a shade to them from a scorching sun through difficult time. It was a protection. It was a shelter. Sometimes, no doubt, the sun in those desert areas could probably get to be scorching down hot, scorching hot upon them. Blistering hot out in the middle of the desert where there's no trees for shelter. No trees to cover them, for them to hide under. Amen. But thank God that God provided a cloud. The cloud that would probably on those days when the sun would be beating down upon them, God and His mercy and God and His love for the people of God. And it would stretch and spread that cloud out, amen, to give them shade and from the sweltering heat and from the sun that's scorching them. Amen. The cloud would become a shelter for them. Amen. I believe that God even knows, amen, when we need a shelter. Amen. When the going gets too rough and when the burden gets too heavy. Amen. I believe that God knows when we need a shelter. When He just needs to cover us over. Sometimes our life seems to be a burning furnace of trials like the Hebrew children. But thank God He can be a shelter to us and a protection. If we get in the cloud. Not only that, but the clouds seemed to be a protection, but it also seemed to be a defense for them. We find a couple of times when they went into battle that the cloud went before them. The presence of God went before them. When they were fighting their battle, they did not go alone. They did not go at it alone, but God's presence went before them. To fight their battles for them. Hallelujah. Thank God that God knows the battles that we're fighting right now in our life. God knows the battles that we're fighting right now. Hallelujah. Maybe what we need to do is get in the cloud. Get in the cloud. Hallelujah. Maybe you feel like, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know where you're at. Lord, I wish I could feel you. Feel your presence. Why not get into the cloud tonight? Lord God, I need you, Lord Jesus, to give me direction. I feel like I'm so lost. I feel like I'm so turned around in life. I don't know which ends up. Amen. Maybe you just need to get into the cloud and get into the presence of God. Maybe you need direction for life. Get into the cloud. Maybe you're needing shelter tonight. Get in the cloud. Maybe you're needing God to give you protection. Get in the cloud. Maybe the burdens of life are getting too heavy. Get into the cloud. Get into the presence of God. Get into the cloud. Hallelujah. Just thank God, amen, that we could get into the cloud. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read you a few verses. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. You know what that is, don't you? Woo! Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Hallelujah. In the clouds. Amen. To meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Maybe what you need to do tonight is get in the cloud. Hallelujah. Get into the presence of God. When your heart's overwhelmed, why not get into the cloud? Hey man, that song those young people were singing, God will move in the midnight hour. God will move by His mighty power. Hallelujah. God will move when you're walking through the fire. Hallelujah. God will move in the middle of the day. God will move when I've lost my way. Amen. God will move. Hallelujah. God will move when I call His name. There's been times I couldn't figure it out. Times I didn't know one way from another. I didn't know which way to go, which way to turn. It seemed like my life was in a turmoil. But I found if I could get into the cloud, in the presence of God, amen, I could find my help. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me tonight? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's lift our hands and let's begin to worship the Lord tonight. Oh God. Lord, we need Your presence, God. Lord, we need Your presence tonight, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we need Your presence, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, God, we need Your presence, Lord. Lord, we need to know that You're still here, Lord. God, when our heart is overwhelmed, Lord, we need to feel Your presence and know that You're still here. God, I don't have to lift the rafters, Lord. But God, if we could feel, Lord God, the moving of Your presence in our life tonight, Lord God, we could know that You're here. That's all we need to know, God, is that Your presence is among us, Lord. God, that Your presence will go with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we need Your presence. Lord, we don't know which way to go, Lord. God, we don't know what's right and what's wrong. Lord, we don't know what's right and what's left. Lord, we don't know what's up and what's down or where to turn or where to go. God, we don't know, Lord God. We're seeking You. We're looking for direction in life, God. We need Your presence, God, to come by. God, so we can come into Your presence. God, that we can get up with You, Lord Jesus. God, we need your direction. We need your direction, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, our heart is burdened. Our heart is troubled. God, we're so distressed, Lord God. Lord, we need your presence. Lord God, we need your presence. God, the burden that we're bearing, the load that we're carrying. God, the struggles of our life are so hard. God, we need your presence tonight. We need to come into your presence and find shelter. Find shelter, Lord. God, in your presence. Lord, I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight and you need to get into the cloud, amen, you need to get into the cloud tonight. Why not just say, step out and come to the altar and say, Lord God, I need your presence. Lord God, I need to know that you're there, Lord. I need to know that you're there, Lord God. I need direction, Lord. I need direction. Lord, I need shelter. I need protection, Lord God. I need you tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just need to know you're there, God. I need your shelter. I need direction, Lord God. I need you now, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you.